A moment from Beethoven's Symphony No. 6, also known as the Pastoral. That was the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. And that's some of the music that will be resonating live in October in Burlington. I am speaking with the music director of the Burlington Symphony Orchestra, Maestro Dennis Mastromonaco. And under his leadership, the BSO, the Burlington Symphony Orchestra, has become a cornerstone of Burlington's cultural life. And the 2025-2026 lineup promises to be filled with energy, imagination, world-class artistry. Welcome back to the Jukebox, Dennis.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Daniel.
Good afternoon. Great to have you back. How was your summer? How do you feel with this lineup coming your way? Some interesting tributes to composers, festive holiday traditions. It sounds magical.
Oh, it's going to be a fantastic season. We certainly have some of the traditional works in the season, and some fantastic guest artists, and it should be good variety for all of our audience.
Sounds like it. So we're starting off with Music of Thanksgiving, Sunday, October 5th, nice matinee. You're beginning with some of that Beethoven we heard, and then there's a splash of color with a guest pianist and the Gershwin Rhapsody in Blue. Tell us a little bit about Talissa Blackman.
Yeah, Talissa is fantastic. I've had the pleasure of working with her quite a few times. We've done Rhapsody in Blue before together, and you know, we're a week before Thanksgiving, and it's such an audience-friendly work. It's joyous, and I just thought it's perfect for this Thanksgiving-themed concert, along with, of course, the infamous Beethoven 6 Pastoral.
May it forever stay infamous. Yes, yes, we love it here. There's also some Cimarosa on the program, and then we head to November, celebrating an icon. You've decided to put a whole concert dedicated to Ravel. Tell me a little bit about that one.
Yeah, you know, it's an anniversary year for Ravel, and again, a composer that has some incredible works. Of course, his arrangement of Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, Bolero, and the wonderful piece for violin that our concertmaster is going to play. Corey Gamble is going to play the Tzigane.
Nice. Terrific. What an orchestrator. Just the colors he creates, you know, that mastery, that innovative blend of impressionism with his own, you know, mix of Basque French heritage. It's extraordinary.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. And I mean, those are just our first couple of concerts, and we have a season filled with everything from a great Christmas family program, and later in the year, Mozart Requiem, a movie theme program. So something for different audiences. If, you know, if they're not crazy about choral works, they might like the movie show.
Right. You've ticked off all bases here. And I noticed you have two shows, actually, a Christmas for Kids and a Christmas Spectacular on the same day. How does that work? How did you manage to get everybody smiling this season?
Yeah, we tried it last year for the first time. We introduced a very short program. So the very first one, Christmas is for Kids, is really intended for some very young audiences. It's an hour long, which is perfect for, you know, kids. We even get some very young, like babies and two-year-olds, and it's fantastic. Santa visits, and we make it very audience-friendly. Sing-alongs and all your favorite holiday works. The second concert's a regular two-hour concert and has a little more variety for our regular audiences.
Right, right. Great. Great to have all those babies. I'm just thinking, we had a caller today ring in, and they had an 11-month-old baby listening along.
Amazing.
That has been listening to the station from the start. So yeah, that kind of concert will really resonate. That's December 14th, and then we head to 2026, Nordic Echoes, transporting listeners with Scandinavian music, and the great Mozart Requiem. How is putting that one together? That's major work. Orchestra, choir, solo voices.
Yes. You know, I've been at Burlington Symphony just a few years, and we haven't done anything quite like this. You know, a Requiem, of course, Mozart, Brahms, Verdi, Requiems. I thought, why not start with the iconic Mozart? And our guest artist will be the Guelph Chamber Choir.
Ah, terrific.
And we're thrilled and looking forward to having them join us.
Well, what do you look for when you shape a season? You have a grand finale coming up with movies at the Symphony. So it sounds like you have variety storytelling. What's your secret sauce to build that audience connection each year?
Well, there's always the core of the symphonic repertoire. So I look at what satisfies our traditional audience and, of course, makes the musicians happy. So that's the likes of doing, you know, the Beethoven 6, Sibelius 2, with some fine guest artists such as Alexandra Maher, concerto competition winner, and Delissa Blackman. And then we always try to include a family program, in this case, the Christmas concerts. Then there's always that unique program that kind of breaks the envelope. For us this year, of course, it's Mozart Requiem. Perhaps down the road, it would be something like Mahler 2 or Alpine Symphony, something that goes above and beyond the norm that BSO would do. And then something of the non-traditional classical rep. In this case, it's symphonies. It could be, in past years, Broadway, or music from, you know, the pop world, symphonic pops, etc. So traditional rep, family rep, and then non-classical rep.
Wonderful. I'm speaking with Maestro Dennis Mastromonaco, the music director of the Burlington Symphony Orchestra. You can get the whole season. Watch it at any time of day. Start getting your tickets now at burlingtonsymphony.ca, burlingtonsymphony.ca. And of course, Dennis, you have that wonderful pearl of a concert venue there, Burlington Performing Arts Center. What are your hopes for the Burlington Symphony going forward over the next few years?
Well, we've been lucky to increase our audiences, and being at BPAC is fantastic. It's a great theater, very audience-friendly. It's intimate. And I think future is just to continue growing our audience. You know, I'd love to see sold-out shows all season long.
We're going to help you get there. Wonderful, Dennis. Thank you so much for joining our jukebox this afternoon. Good luck to you and your wonderful crew of musicians and, of course, the entire team. It takes really team effort, volunteers right up to the board. So good luck to you and your crew. It's going to be fantastic.
Thanks so much, Daniel.
Absolutely. Looking forward to connecting. Cheers.
Thank you. Pleasure.